This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. This week, we'll take up a couple of landscape tree health issues as they've been brought to the attention of our guest, Ward Upham, K-State Research and Extension horticulturist. And the first of these, Ward, is a disease that you say has been going after sycamores in landscapes. Now, sycamores are a popular landscape feature in many a home setting. So what's up with this disease affliction?
Yes, it's a leaf disease known as anthracnose. And this is one of those diseases that looks a whole lot worse than it actually is. And so what you usually see is leaves that turn black or brown if they're young leaves. And if they're a little bit older leaves, you may see a brown area right next to the veins. It's encouraged by cool, wet weather, which we've been having. So when you see those leaves, it can be quite severe in the sense that you can completely defoliate a tree. In other words, you can lose every leaf on that tree.
So it's dramatic.
It's dramatic.
It's dramatic in its visual impact, but its long-term consequences are much less so, you say.
Yeah, they're minor. They are really minor. As long as that tree is healthy, that tree is going to put out new leaves, even if it loses every leaf on the tree. So wait 3 weeks before you decide to do anything. And what will probably happen is put out a whole new set of leaves, and you're going to be fine. Don't spray. For one thing, that spray is not going to do any good by the time you see symptoms. You're too late by that point. Second, those trees are large. It costs a mint to try to get them sprayed, and it's not going to do any good. So just let nature take its course, and that tree is going to be fine. Now, sycamore is a tree that is most likely affected, but probably maples are going to be next on that list, but it's pretty minor on them. You're not going to get a defoliated tree if it's a maple. Other trees that can be affected are birch, elm, walnut, oak, and also ash. But again, very minor on them. Just if you have a sycamore and it loses all of its leaves, don't panic. Probably in about 3 weeks, you'll be fine.
And unfortunately, you've heard anecdotes already of folks actually cutting down sycamores that they presumed were goners.
That's right.
Now they regret that decision.
They certainly do. Right. And one of the things you can test to see if that tree is still alive is just to bend a twig. If it's brittle, that part of the tree is dead. But if it's still supple, you've still got life in the tree.
All right. So again, it's called anthracnose. It's a disease condition which is spurred on by overly wet conditions, but those sycamores will come out of it without much question. So don't overreact to that condition. There's an insect pest that's working over ash trees, you say, or potentially so.
So that's called ash sawfly. And so if you have an ash tree and you see those leaves starting to disappear, and you get closer and you see a light green worm on those leaves feeding on it, usually they're gregarious, you get a bunch of them together, then that's probably going to be ash sawfly. Again, it's not going to hurt the tree any. You could have it completely defoliated, and if it's healthy, it's going to throw out a new set of leaves. And that's really a rule that you can use at this time of year. You have a healthy tree, if it loses all of its leaves, it'll go ahead and releaf. That happens in July, it's a whole different deal. Because then, if it loses its leaves, it puts out a whole bunch of energy putting out new leaves, doesn't have enough time to make that energy back before we get to winter. And then it can get into trouble. But if it's at this time of year, not going to be a problem at all. If you want to control them, they're not hard to control. Just about any insecticide that's labeled for trees is going to work. And so you can do that, but you don't have to. Those trees are going to be fine again.
And these are exclusive to ash trees, or will they drift over these sawfly larvae onto other surrounding species?
No, this one is specific to ash. And so you may get other insects on other trees, but you're not going to get this one.
So again, ash sawfly, if your ash trees are losing foliage, much as with anthracnose on sycamores, no need to act. Let the condition run its course, and those trees will be no worse for wear long term. Ward, we appreciate that reassurance about these two tree afflictions. As always, many thanks. We'll talk again soon.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.